This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, I'm so glad that you're involved and engaged and that you want to be involved in this. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening. And look, you don't have to give me, I shouldn't say you don't have to give me, give me your name. That's not what I mean by that. But I'm not going to pick on you. If you send me an email and you're respectful, you're not one of those goofballs, you're just not being stupid and hateful, because I will read your name then. But send me an email. If you have a thought on something, some of you have said you don't like the way you sound on the radio, you're nervous to come on the radio. Well, listen to me. I'm nervous every night on the radio. I don't know what you're worried about. But anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, or that kind of thing. I really, really appreciate your time with us. All right. I got so much I want to get to tonight, and I mean a lot. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about the Manafort trial again. Judge T.S. Ellis. God, I love this guy. He's a 78-year-old judge. No nonsense. Not interested in any crap. It's like, stop trying to impeach Trump. Let's get back to what's going on here between Manafort and his partner. Who tried to screw who out of money, right? Who's hiding money from the IRS? I mean, think about this. The only thing they ever get these guys on is tax evasion. Al Capone ordered a hit on hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of men and women. And what do they get them for? Tax evasion. My God, just amazing. So this is kind of a common theme for these people, a common way that they act and they do things. We have a professor who predicts that Trump voters are going to riot because, you know, you've seen how violent we are, right? I mean, sir, we wear those shirts, those black shirts and the black hats. You know, we wear the black bandanas, right? We smash windows at colleges, you know, to Starbucks. Oh, wait a minute. That's them. We don't. You know, my joke has been for years. Obama, when he won the second time and we were all heartbroken and mad and irritated. Do you know what I did the next day? I was so mad he won. I wish he would have ran. But I was so mad when he won. You know what I did? I went to work. Because I still had to feed my face, okay? I couldn't afford to go out there with a mask on and black stuff on and smash windows. It just wasn't on my agenda for the day. We don't do that. You look throughout history. We don't do that. Who does it all the time? Right? Think about it. Anyway, let me bring him on because I know he's chomping at the bit to say something or do something. Dave Goss joins me. He is the founder of Trump Singles and actually will be starting up, I think, his own show again here shortly and filling in for me from time to time,
yes.
Maybe.
Yes, the Connecting Merit radio show. It's going to be more of a local show. We will be on Facebook Live. But, yeah, it's going to be more of a local show that we do here in Santa Clarita.
Okay. So let's this woman. Now, the women think I beat on them when I do this, but if you look at these stories, they're all out of a women's studies group. It always comes out of from a women's studies department. And so a women's studies professor at the University of Albany recently published a lengthy essay warning that Trump voters will likely riot when he departs the Oval Office. And you ready for this one? This is great. How do we solve a problem like Donald? The Democrat. Let me see. This is bad. Let me tell you how bad this is, okay? We got like the lowest unemployment rate in decades. Technically it's zero at this point in time. The Hispanic and African American unemployment rate is at the lowest that they've been tracking it. Right? We've had unprecedented the stock market gains and the economy is boom. I mean, we have to stop this man, don't we?
Apparently it's awful to do well. Because when you're doing well, somebody else isn't doing well. And all we need to do is we just need to start making participation trophies for other countries. That should make the liberals happy, right?
Well, you know, we were talking about this the other night, and I said, I wish I could get my buddies together, get some dollars together. You know, all these kids you think, and they're kids. Okay, I don't care how old you think they are, they're kids. All these kids that think that socialism works, that communism works, let's charter some planes for them. Let's send them down to Venezuela because, you know, when you bring that up there, we say, well, it was never implemented properly. Well, go down there and help them because I'm sure at 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, you've got it all figured out. Right. And you can help them figure out how to fix it.
Right.
It's craziness.
No, it was implemented properly. It doesn't work. That's how you know it's implemented properly. If all of a sudden something weird happens and something starts working, then you've come up with a whole new form of government that's not socialism if it works.
Well, you look at this stuff. You look at Venezuela, again, one of the richest countries on the planet, right? I mean, everybody there should have easily, technically, everybody there should have easily been taken care of. Where's the money going? What's happening with the oil there? I mean, what is going on with the resources?
Oh, their president's eating well. But even Brazil even closed off their borders to Venezuela.
We don't
want to take anymore.
Don't say your people down here. We don't want them.
Right. There's over there. No habla español. Sorry.
so this professor, Julie Novkov, mm-hmm. There you go, new political science, and She also teaches political science, highlights the potential for Trump to be removed by impeachment, resignation, or assassination. Can you imagine? Can you imagine me on this show, not even a professor, saying, you know what? Obama needs to go, whether by impeachment, resignation, or assassination. Can you imagine? The Secret Service would have been through my door mm-hmm. before we got to commercial.
Yes.
Right?
And you're a racist. You're every other name in the book that all the Trump supporters get called. But I don't understand why people think that the Trump supporters are going to be these crazy riotous people when the left is the Antifa groups and the very far left has already shown that's them. They're literally the black shirts from Mussolini.
Well, we can talk a little bit about that. You saw Death of a Nation, right?
Yes.
Another unreal movie by Dinesh D'Souza. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Route 66. If you ever, you know, if you're young, you probably won't get it or maybe even appreciate it. But, man, there are a lot of cool places along Route 66 in the country. And if you ever get a chance, even to go parts and pieces of it, we went through it, I don't know, 100 years ago. We took the kids across the country, threw them in an RV, and just had a ball. I had a ball. I'll go, Tammy had to do all the work, but I had a ball. And you get, look at it, you meet all kinds of people. You get to eat all kinds of different. Although my youngest, every place we went, he got a hamburger, remember? I finally made him get a buffalo burger at the one place because I said, no, we're not. They called it an Indian reservation. You don't like it, tune away. But we run an Indian reservation, and I'm like, you don't order a hamburger. You do that at McDonald's. Get a buffalo burger, right? So anyway, he loved it. We went down to South. I think it was the first time we made him eat okra or something like that, or had him eating all kinds of crazy stuff down, and they got crazy stuff down there. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I want to thank you for being with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Send me an email if you want. You got a question or something. Joe@therealside.com. Joe at the real side. Now, some of you can see, some of you can't. I've got a TRS mug in my hand. And you know what? Coffee tastes, water, actually, I've been told, tastes better in the mug. So buy the mug. See if I'm telling you the truth. If I'm lying to you, there is no refund. It's just you'll have the mug, and that'll be it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Let's bring him on. Dave Goss joins me. He's the founder of Trump Singles. It sounds like we're trying to, you know, push a dating service on people. We're not pushing it. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just something that we did. It did really well in 2016, 2017. We've studied off in 2018, but we're gearing up for 2019 because guess what? They're going to be coming right after you again, calling you all those names for supporting Trump again. And they're going to be, they're already undateable now, but okay. They're even going to be worse.
But you're a capitalist like I am, so you should do something like Socialist or Us, yeah. Right? The dating site. That's where everybody kind of shares the fees, maybe even share each other. I don't know how that works, but you know.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to, is if it, depending on how much money you make at your job, depends on how much you have to pay so that everybody can be on the site.
Oh, I like that. That's true. True.
So, yeah.
That's right.
But everybody gets the same access to everything.
And if you make a lot of money, then you have to pay for others to be on there.
Right. And you have to verify your income before you're allowed to come on
the site.
I like
this. So you got, I think this is going to work.
Yeah.
You got to target the Bernie people, though.
Yeah. Well,
although there'd only be five people paying for about $20,000 if you do that, right?
As long as I'm making a bunch of money.
Oh, God. No, it's always amazing to me to hear. I mean, what's your name? I can't remember her name. I keep thinking, I want to call her Anastasia, but I know that's not her name.
Alexandria.
There you go. You know, I mean, when she talks about everything that we should get, we should have access to, and like you said before, she was asked earlier, how are we going to pay for this? And you're like, pay? Why would we have to pay for it? It comes from the government.
Right.
It's not even Econ 101 anymore. Now, for these people, they just don't understand that the stuff still has to be paid for. Even if the government sanctions it, is doing it, is making it, doing whatever, it's got to be paid for.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're going back to second grade when we learned how to count money with those little plastic pennies and nickels and dimes that we had in elementary school. And it's kind of like we need to reteach them how everything works. I still remember economy from high school and from college. I mean, I know how this works. That's probably why I'm a conservative Republican. But it boggles me that people don't want to go out and work to earn what they deserve. They just want it handed to them. I don't understand. Where's the reward in that? How do you feel good about that? It really blows my mind that people just want something handed to them. I mean, because then what makes you dependent? And why would you want to be dependent on anybody but yourself?
No, I'm with you. But I think we've raised a group of kids that are expecting us to do something for them. Let's go ahead and hit the phones for a second. We've got, now if I just learn how to press the button, we'll be fine. Jane from Ohio, you're with us, and hey. I want to hear this story. I think this is wonderful. How you doing, Jane?
I'm doing great.
First of all, thanks for being a listener, and thanks for being willing to call in, because I love your story here. You were a staunch Democrat, would I say?
Somewhat. I grew up as a Democrat. Let's put it that way, like most of us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I always joke. I grew up in New England. I was born in Massachusetts, and I think right on the birth certificate, they pre-print Democrat because it's part of your DNA, and you really can't get away from it. but you had a little change of heart. What's that?
They put an IV in you. That's what it is.
But you had a change of heart, Jane, at some point in time. What caused you to sit back and really think about your political viewpoint?
Well, like we talked about, I was staunch Democrat because my father was, and you know, my relatives before me. And I started to observe, being a believer in the Lord, I just started observing about the abortion issues. And I really took a look at life as what they wanted to portray in my life. And then I looked at different candidates out there and what they were really saying. And I was actually looking through the veil of what they were saying. And then I said, okay, I'm going to listen to the other side. So that I did. And I said, well, abortion is definitely not for me. How could I even buy into that? I couldn't understand myself. I was actually mad at myself for buying into the story. So then from there, I backed away and I decided that I would investigate other people. I actually went out to the different meetings, and I, as a young woman, and I learned that these people were corrupt. They were just taking the money and running with it. They weren't really helping people. They were actually just giving them more money to live on, and it just robbing us blind. And I just said, that's enough. So I've had it. So my walk has been conservative since. I mean, I've been Democrat, independent, all of that. Now I'm just awake. So it was mainly my beliefs that turned me around.
Well, it does, and you've heard me say it a million times on the show, you shouldn't be a Christian just to be a Christian. You need to know why you're Christian. You need to know why you're Republican, why you're a Democrat, why you're an American. Know these things. Hey, Jane, thanks for taking the time to call. I really appreciate it. Have a great night. Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A U.S. congressman stands accused of criminal insider trading. Upstate New York Republican Chris Collins denies he did anything wrong.
I believe I acted properly and within the law at all times.
He appeared in court to face accusations he illegally leaked confidential information about a pharmaceutical company to his son and the father of his son's fiancée, helping them avoid big market losses on bad news that he knew and the public did not.
As alleged in the indictment,
Congressman Collins cheated our markets and our justice system.
Jeffrey Berman is a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
He tipped his son to confidential corporate information at the expense of regular investors, and then he lied about it to law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I can kind of sort of a little bit somehow let the cat out of the bag. It's shored up, but the time is not shored up yet. We've been picked up by America's Voice News, and you can find them at americasvoicenews.com. Right, .com, right? Not org or net or anything like that. AmericasVoiceNews.com, and they're finding their program. They're finding times and what have you. But I just want to give you a heads up. It'll put us up on Dish and a whole bunch of other networks, which is kind of cool. You know, because this means I have to comb my hair every night, so I don't know how cool that is. The radio is hey, at least with the radio you can come out here with shorts on, you know, a T-shirt, maybe one that's a little dirty. Nobody really cares. You're behind a microphone. You know, what's the big whoop? But now I guess I got to clean up a bit. Oh, jeez. You know, I got into radio because it had nothing to do with how I looked. I got into radio because I wouldn't even have to brush my teeth. Nobody would know. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on because I'm having a good time with him. David Goss joins me. He's the founder of Trump Singles and does his own radio thing. And, Dave, first of all, thanks for hanging around. I appreciate. I'm having fun with you so far.
Yeah, well, I always enjoy coming on and talking with you. I think that we have fun together. So
you think I'm the best in the business,
at least,
right?
Yes.
I thought I heard that earlier.
Yeah, well, it may have slipped out.
but it's again these issues, these stories that come at us. I love this stuff. I look at some of these stories and go, okay, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I just care whether you're sitting in a bench of common sense. Because some of the stuff makes... Look, here's a feminine studies teacher who also has, I guess, a minor in political science. And she has decided that if President Trump, or when he leaves, is impeached, resigns, or gets shot, these are her words, not mine, that Trump supporters, or voters, if you would, are going to riot in the streets. However, you've been to events. You've watched the news like I have. How many events where Trump supporters have been, or true Trump supporters, have rioted in the streets?
I've been to about three events, and zero. Zero have there been. We've gone when I was doing the radio show. We covered some, and the worst that I saw was stuff being thrown from one group to another, and that was from the anti-Trump people towards the pro-Trump people.
But you were a recipient of some negative verbiage. Now, you didn't crawl up into a little ball. You didn't need a little safe space and a soft, cuddly cushion or something. You were fine.
Right. And I rolled my eyes. And there's times when we moved down the street, and I would go and I'd try to talk to people because I wanted to hear what the other side had to say, why they felt that they really needed to be out here. And they said, well, they didn't even want to talk to me until they knew what side I was on. And I said, well, I'm not really on a side. I'm here to report on what's going on. They said, well, are you Democrat or are you Republican? Are you liberal or are you a liberal?
What side do you want? I'm an American. That's what I am. Go ahead.
I said, well, I'm just here to talk to you. Well, sounds like you're a Trump supporter and then blah, blah, blah. I'm this, I'm that. I'm the worst thing that's ever happened. I'm going to be the downfall of America. And it blows my mind that they won't even sit there and have a conversation, because that's one of the biggest things that I hear out of the left. Can't we have an open and honest conversation? Can't we talk?
No.
Can't we? And when you try to go do it, and you do it in a public setting, then they lose it. They absolutely lose it. And if they try to tell you something, oh, Trump's racist. Well, how is he racist? Can you please tell me why he's racist? He is. Haven't you seen? And then they just blow up, and all of a sudden I'm racist because I'm asking them why they think Trump's racist.
You know, this. I love this article in particular because it goes on to talk about how the she says, now this is a professor, right, of female studies, women's studies. She says that Trump voters are easily misled. They're distrustful and cynical. Now, easily misled. I'm sorry. Have you seen those people in the black suits with the bandanas on their faces? You know, I mean, the ones that are taking their marching orders from Soros. She says that they're distrustful and cynical. They're ready to embrace any simple system that makes sense in their little simple world. Mm-hmm. And it validates their resentments. She writes, you know, how do these people expect that you're going to keep writing nasty things about someone? You're going to keep calling somebody stupid. You're going to keep calling a group of people just brain dead. And they're not going to rise up or get mad or get irritated.
Right. But the thing is, they're not going to get violent. But the people that do get violent, like, they want to say that we're easily manipulated. I was having a conversation with somebody that's higher up in a federal campaign on the Democratic side recently. And I asked them, I said, how come you guys had Keep the Families Together rallies 2 weeks after Trump signed the executive order? And this person said, well, it's because the families aren't together. I said, well, they're making sure that they're not handing the kids back to human traffickers or making sure that the kids are going back to their correct families. It's going to take time. And this person said, you know that, and I know that, but the people at these rallies don't know that, and that's why we're holding them.
Well, I was at an establishment today, and I was in there, and I was starting to boil, and I knew better than to open my mouth because I knew what the repercussion might be. But one woman asked another woman, can you believe they're putting those kids in cages? How long has that been going on? And she said, only for a couple of years. And I almost jumped up and said, are you that brain dead? Okay, do you not watch the news, or do you only listen to these little sound bites that you get over from the Huffington Post or something?
Right.
It's been going on for years. It was going on. Obama did it. Mm-hmm. So you were, and this is where they get mad at me. Go, if you are accepting it under Obama, or if you, how about we do this? Because we don't want the lightweights to get mad. If you accept this from this group and you're okay with it, then you should accept it from group B and be okay with it as well.
Right.
What gives you the right to decide? Is it because, oh, Trump's hateful, so nothing he does can have any kind of real, honest, good motive, where Obama loved everybody and it had to be right, real, and just.
Right.
And I've been my new mantra on the show has been, the sad part about this is when the left thinks about the right, when people on the far left look at us, we are just hateful and evil people. That's how they see us. Mm-hmm. When we look at them, I look at them and think they're just ignorant, ill-informed, and they have drank the Kool-Aid. But I don't think they're evil people. Right. At least I don't.
Yeah. And also, one of the things is that they're not doing their own research on a lot of things that they need to be. Another issue is, so Trump's done a lot in a year and a half. So what the left is doing is they're saying, oh, he's done a lot. We can't dispute that. So let's add in some of the stuff that Obama did that we didn't talk about and pin it on Trump. Another thing is that they're looking at uses for asbestos again. Now, I know how bad asbestos is,
right.
But recently, as of July 1st or June 1st, the new use rules have come into effect. But this has been studied and started since 2012. But now an article in the Rolling Stone came out saying that Trump is trying to use asbestos again. It's no. This has been. There's nine other chemicals that are being looked at and minerals that are being looked at with this also that have been banned. But they're trying to say, oh, this is Trump's doing. No, this was Obama's EPA that started this. So, no. But they're just trying to pin it on Trump now. Same thing with the cages.
Well, you know what? Let's use Nancy Pelosi's own words. She called them low information voters. Mm-hmm. And the problem that they were having was the low information voters weren't able to keep up. And I don't know what that meant. I mean, they're too stupid to keep up. But she said they couldn't keep up. They were low information voters. They were sitting in the middle of this country, and they really didn't know what was going on. I mean, she could have saved herself a lot of conversation and aggravation by just saying, we've got these stupid people in the middle of the country that don't listen to me and don't know how to vote. Right. I mean, that's exactly what she meant, isn't it?
Yeah. And they know these people are low information, and they're taking advantage of them. As opposed to trying to educate the voters so that we have a better understanding of what's going on with our government, they want to keep them dumbed down so they continue to vote Democrat.
You know, I've said it for years. I did some study. You and I just saw Death of a Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite interesting how he opened it. It was interesting about the who do we have on here tonight that I did want to do a spoiler alert for?
Kimberly.
Oh, it's Kimberly. She hasn't seen it yet. So, Kimberly, if you're listening, shut the radio off. All right, good. So, no, you look at that and you look at the parallels.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Democrats and the Republicans. And then you look at those letters that some of the Democrats received from Hitler, and they were so ecstatic that he was paying attention to them, that he would love what they were doing, right?
Yes.
I mean, there was a pen pal love affair between Hitler and the progressive Democrats of the day.
Yes, and Mussolini, too. FDR praised Mussolini multiple times on his his tactics and
fascista.
You know, Birth of a Nation was never shown inside the White House. Well, a Republican was there, but definitely it was when Woodrow Wilson was there.
Oh, well, I love the Andrew Jackson thing. I keep telling people, you understand he's the father of your party,
mm-hmm.
and his whole goal was to keep slavery alive and well.
Yes.
You're not our guy. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Yeah, I'm not. I don't care how down and out you are. I'm not singing a song for you. You'll have to do that on your own. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us tonight, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Sending me messages or emails. I haven't checked those in a little bit, but I will. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. And I kind of joke about it, but I think it's true. See, it only shows how high your IQ is that you've chosen this show as opposed to others, right? I love the stories we deal with. I love the stories that you guys send me because they're right on. They're what's going on today. A lot of them are just distractions to keep us away from what's really happening in the world, what's really happening in D.C. And you know what? I think Trump is the master, right, of getting done what he wants to get done in D.C. by playing the media. Think of, you know, I've said this a million times. He's the first president that really understands how to use social media. Think about this. Ronald Reagan was the first president who really understood how to use TV, how to use the media. Well, the media today is what? Twitter, right? The media is, well, to a degree, it's Facebook and YouTube and that kind of thing, but Twitter is how he's getting his message out. You know, I've said this a million times, but think about this. In the older days, before Twitter and that kind of thing, before social media, the communications team for the president, they got up in the morning and they grabbed all 30 or 40 or 50 major publications across the country, and they had to peruse through them quickly to see if anybody hit the president. Now these guys are getting up at 3:15 because they know he likes to tweet at 3 to see what he said about them. He's setting the narrative. He's setting their butts on fire because now they got to get up and defend what they said, defend what they wrote, and they can't do it anymore. Look at CNN's numbers have dived, and it's not just because they have me on. It's because, you know, they're playing games, they're not telling the truth, and they're telling half-truths. And when I get on there, I always bring it back. It makes them crazy. But I don't see, I appreciate that I'm on there, but I don't care that I'm on there. I don't need to go, ooh, did you catch me on CNN? No, I don't need to. So you got to be honest to yourself. You got to be true to yourself. You got to be willing to put, but do not spew the party line. Do not spew the headline of the day. That's what they do. Make sure you can back up what you say. Make sure you truly have the numbers and the reality. You know, I love getting in fights with people on Facebook that throw up just, and they do throw up the garbage that their party gives them, and they put it up there. But the Dems still don't believe in voter fraud. We have had thousands of cases where people are doing jail time because they knew what they did was wrong. They voted in multiple places, in multiple areas, in multiple states. They knew it was wrong, and they still did it anyway. We had I'm not going to beat up, but you know I'm right. They still won't admit to it. Even if you say it has nothing to do with party, voter fraud happens. They still won't admit to it. I just find it amazing. Anyway, Dave Goss joins me, and he's been with me tonight. We're kind of having some fun here in the studio. Well, I'm having fun. I don't mind him, but
I always
Dave, thanks for being here.
Thank you for always having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's talk about, you know, remember when Obama said that there would be some jobs that would never come back?
Yes.
And he was talking about, you know, coal jobs. You know, it's really funny. They keep wanting to blame Russia for Hillary, but when you come out and you say, we're going to put coal out of business,
right?
You've got tens of thousands of people in little cities all across Americana, and I'm not putting them down. So if they take it that way, I'm sorry. But here's the deal. You're living your little lives, your happy little lives in these little towns, mm-hmm. little wonderful American towns across the country, right? Little good wholesome schools and restaurants and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, you're clinging to your guns, your Bible, and your coal mines, and that's fine. Good, honest, decent work. And she comes out and says, I'm going to put you guys out of business. No, that's not what she said. What she said was, I'm going to take food off your table. I'm going to make it hard for you to find a place to live. I'm going to make it hard for your kids to go to a decent school and for you to put clothes on their back. Oh, and please vote for me. Right?
Right. And then what are these people supposed to do once you take the money away? They're supposed to just up and move
Thank
somewhere
you.
Else,
right?
Yeah. Or are you just leaving them to die out there? Which is something that should never happen. And we need to. I think we're doing a lot better now. I think we've heard it multiple times at this point that we have more jobs than unemployed. So the jobs are coming back, and I believe is manufacturing one of those that's happening.
Funny you should mention that because that just came in. The U.S. manufacturing. Now, the reason I started down the road I was down was because, remember, Obama, this was one of the things he said wouldn't come back.
Right?
Manufacturing jobs would never come back. Can't compete with China. Can't compete with Japan and India and these other places. But we can. We have to back off some of the regulation. You know, They talk about, like, we're the most pollutant country in the world, and we're not. Mm-hmm. It's China, India, and Japan. They were the three biggest polluters on the face of the planet. Yes, yet they were getting a walk in that in the Paris trade agreement.
The climate thing,
yeah. Right? They were getting a walk on that, and yet we're the big bad guys. And that's why we couldn't bring manufacturing back here, because we had such strict regulations, mm-hmm. These plants couldn't survive. Now that's changed. We have had tens of thousands of jobs coming back. Manufacturing alone, every month, it's the strongest it's been in 20 years. Where's Obama and Hillary coming out saying, well, I guess he did have a magic wand, didn't he?
Yeah. And they're nowhere to be found. They think that I'm pretty sure that they're on the idea that as long as they ban straws enough in California, that'll offset the manufacturing jobs.
Well, that's it. What it'll do is it'll take away manufacturing jobs. Well, and then they go, see, he didn't know what he was doing. He was wrong.
No, they're going to have the single use straws in the plastic bags.
Oh.
So it's still going to be there. So they'll still be able to manufacture those.
That's disgusting. Anyway, you cut that, that's disgusting. Anyhow, but so we're looking at the so the jobs report that was released last Friday. It fell short of expectations, but it was still up there. It showed the manufacturing sector added 37,000 jobs, and they have added 327,000 jobs. Now, this the reason over the last 12 months, and the reason this is such a big deal, I want to go back to it again. The people, you trollers from the left that are listening, I know this is going to bug you, but I'll say it anyway. You think about this. Hillary, Obama, and others on that group said that you would never bring manufacturing jobs back, that there was no way to bring them back in any meaningful way. I would say putting 327,000 Americans back to work in the last 12 months, that's meaningful to me. But then you got Pelosi, who thinks that major tax cuts, putting more money on the table of Americans, more money in their pockets and more food on the table, is nothing but crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real sweetheart, right?
Yeah.
I guess when you're a multimillionaire, a couple of $100 extra a month is exactly cookie jar money, right?
It's relative depending on how much money you have now, I guess. And for her and people like Maxine Waters, that's chump change.
Auntie Maxine.
But I mean, they said that economists have predicted that that the hiring would slow down. In the first 7 months, 2017, 184,000 jobs were created. They said that it would slow down. And in July alone, 215,000 manufacturing and retail jobs were created.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's just terrible. Why would you want people, you know, remember when Nancy Pelosi came out and, when they were pushing the Affordable Care Act big time? She's going, look, why should you be bogged down by a job if you want to go pursue your painting career or music career, what have you? I thought that was great what she said. Going, really? Don't let a job get in the way of you pursuing your passion?
Right.
Right. Because we'll support you. I don't even pay my own kids' bills for them to go out and do stupid stuff.
Yeah. I have my hobbies that I do, but I work. I work, I do my job, and in my free time, I do my hobbies. And then and if those hobbies are gonna make me money at some point, great. But you need to have some sort of financial sustenance going on for you to be able to live in life. You can't just assume that the government's going to feed you to so that you can go out and paint on your canvas and make some drawings.
You know, I heard earlier today, it was funny, they were talking about what's going on in the Dem Party and how they can't come together on certain things. And one of the Democrat strategists said, what's really irritating to me is we have become the party of abortion. And this is a Democrat strategist. And she said, I'm for a woman's right to choose,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't dribble out of my mouth 24/7. When Trump chose the Supreme Court nominee, all we held on, all we stayed on, was the fact that he was going to vote against abortion and try to overturn Roe versus Wade. There was some kind of protest this weekend, and every speaker talked about how abortion rights are going to be taken. There was nothing else. That's all they were talking about.
Well, they're not a versatile group. They're not able to talk about multiple subjects. They got to focus on one thing and hammer it down. It was Black Lives Matter. It was the kids that were the kids are being separated from their families. And then now, once Kavanaugh was brought in, now it's abortion. You never hear them talk about multiple things. They find one subject, they zero in on it, and they hit it hard. We're talking about economic growth. We're talking about the GDP. We're talking about jobs. We're talking about people getting tax cuts. We're talking about people being happier in California, or in not in California, but the rest of the nation.
Not in California.
But we talk about all these other things that Trump has done, but they just focus on one thing.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You don't want to miss this. Get your coffee. Yeah, if you drink coffee, get coffee. Bring me some ice cream. I'll be a happy camper. We'll be back in a little bit.